Okay. So last time we talked about Ma'amer, and we noted that it's not so likely that you'll have a Shiloh Ma'amer del Raisa nowadays. Somebody pointed out maybe fruit shish kebabs are an interesting Shiloh, like that kids make on the Tu B'Shvat. So, okay, maybe. Anyway, but let's say your fruits fall down in your home. You have the crate of strawberries, assuming that they're not full of tolaim, but that was for last year, and you drop them all over the kitchen. And you put them back into the basket. Would that be a shayla of ma'amir? So l'chora, from what we saw last time, it would not be, for a number of different reasons. Either because you need makom gidulo, and your strawberries don't grow in the kitchen, or because you need to be medabek, like the Rambam probably. And again, they're not nidbak when you just put the strawberries back into the basket. Or because you dafka need b'shas k'tzira, or like we saw in the Ritva, you need to kivon b'imor. The truth is, for the Urayim that we saw last time, it wasn't as pashut, but even he said that you need some type of tikkun b'achetza, and if it's just for tircha, kashem mefuzarim, that's not enough. So l'chor, it's not a shayla of ma'amer d'oraisa. But the question is there a possibility that it's aser midrabanan because of ma'amir? So there's a gemara on Shabbos, kuf mem gimel on the base. Tana rabanan, nispazru lo peros b'chatzer. So note it says chatzer. Your fruits become scattered in the chatzer, melakit al yad ve'ochel. So you gather them up a little bit at a time and eat them. Avalo l'toch hasal, but you can't gather them up into the basket. Velo l'toch hakupa. So it's a lashon of ovdin d'chol. That's why you can't gather them up. So the question is why? The issue that comes up over here is one that we'll encounter throughout the year as we see ovdin d'chols. Ovdin d'chols are very hard to be magdir. We'll work on hagdar. But the basic question for ovdin d'chol is, does ovdin d'chol have to relate to a particular malacha? Or is it possible that something's aser because it's just the vachadik? It's ovdin d'chol. But it's not associated with a particular malacha. No. Even though it might not be that malacha d'araisa or even midrabanan, but it has to be in some way associated, related to a particular malacha. So what's the issue over here? Interestingly enough, the Gemara over here clearly says it's not d'araisa. The Rishonim we saw who prove that you need makom gidulo, don't prove it from here. Maybe because it's not as definitive, because it's in ovdin d'chol. So either it's just to clarify, they don't prove from here that it's only ovdin d'chol v'chater, not me'amer d'oraisa, right? Why couldn't you prove it from here as well? Anyway, So the question again is what is the gedder of this isser? This isser of ovdin d'chol, of putting the fruits into a basket on Shabbos. This isser d'rabanan. So the Ramban over here, Kof Men Gimel on the base, tries to figure this out. And he says that actually this has nothing to do with ma'amer. It has to do with borer. He quotes a Tosefta. Lefizeh nira saskina. We're going to make a new kimta. Got mixed in with in a place where there's dirt. So first of all, interestingly enough, you see that the Ramban wants to tie in ovdin d'chol to a malacha. There isn't just, at least over here, generally speaking as well, something that's asra ovdin d'chol that's not associated with malacha. It's associated with malacha. But he doesn't associate it with malacha of ma'amer. Why not? Presumably because he holds that ma'amer requires makom gidulo. And once this is b'chatzer, it's so non-me'amer-like, it wouldn't even be ovdin d'chol of ma'amer. So it needs to be ovdin d'chol of a malacha that's shayach in the chatzer. Borer is shayach in the chatzer, at least if there's some dirt here. So therefore, we're going to associate it with borer. Now, the Ramban writes that, therefore, it's talking about a case where there's dirt. right? Why isn't it actually Borer? So I guess we should wait to Borer for that, but presumably maybe because they're so big, it's not really a taroves. The fruits and the stones aren't a taroves, or maybe because it's biyad, it's la'alter. So for some reason, this isn't going to be Borer, actual Borer. Let's say because it's not a taroves, but it will be Uvdin Dechol Borer. Now, the truth is, if you were to learn this way, you would expect that even though the Gemara says Chatzar, it would be Huadin Bebayis. But the Ramban says that it wouldn't apply in a house because, generally speaking, I suppose, you don't really have dirt in your house. However, to the same degree, in other words, I don't know, you might have like dust floating on the bottom of your house, but you're not going to have Afar and Sroros. Okay, so we'll get there to with Boer. Anyhow, the Rambam though seems to learn that it is Alts Ma'amer. The Rambam doesn't write this explicitly, but from his placement in Chaf Aleph Yud Aleph in his discussion of Ma'amer, it's clear that as the Rishonim are Medayik, that he holds its Aser Alts Ma'amer.
I understand. He says Lefichach. Isn't that explicit?
Okay, you want to call it Lefichach? You want to call that explicit? Lefichach, which is not Lefichach, which is not Lefichach. Okay, so it is explicit. Good. Mm-hmm. Fine. And why is it Aser Shem Yasek Edech Shuos B'chol Shema Yech B'Shem B'Yadu B'Soch HaKupa B'Yavu L'Dei Imor? Not only is it Uvdin Nechol, but the Rambam, no, it's not only does the Rambam associate it with the Malacha, but he adds it's a Gzeira to Malacha, right? Shema Yech B'Shem B'Yadu. Now, the Rambam won't be bothered by what we said is the Ramban's objection. Ramban didn't want to learn that it's Ma'amer, presumably because Ein Ma'amer El B'Malachim Gidulo, and that's not B'Chatzer. The Rambam holds that you actually could do Ma'amer D'Oraisa in a Chatzer, like you make your cakes of figs in your Chatzer. So he had no problem saying it's Alts Ma'amer. The Rashba over here also learned that it's Ma'amer. He quotes Rabbeinu, well, actually, it should be clear. The Rashba over here quotes Rabbeinu Yonah and says like this, Kasav Mori HaRavzal B'Hilchosav Kegon Shenispazru Lo B'Chatzero Achas Hena V'Achas Hena Avamakum Echad Milaket L'Tochasal. When is it Aser? When they're scattered all over the place. But if they're just in one place, you drop your strawberries and they're more or less where you drop them, they don't scatter all about, so then it's mutter. So certainly it's nothing to do with the boer. And he only answers it because it's when it's scattered all about. So when I read this Rashba, I assumed what he meant was ma'amer, something along the lines of Rambam. Not necessarily the way the Rambam puts it, gzeira atu, making cakes of figs, maybe not, I don't know, but it has something to do with Ma'amer. In other words, the Rashba was understanding that Ma'amer is gathering things together that were nispazer, heina v'heina, sort of like we saw in the Ritva and Beya. It's a kibbutz dvarim mefuzarim, and Me'mela, this looks like resembles in some way, if they're in fact scattered all over the place, me'amer. Good. Sort of interesting. The Magid Mishnah also quotes this, and he quotes that the Rambam, as we noted, is Oshitaso, that it's Shema Yavo Ledabkam, and the Magid Mishnah says, yeah, but it's like bothered by the Rambam, because it seems like a Chshash Rachok. Which is interesting. I wouldn't have thought that's a chashash rachok. We're talking about peros, but I guess you know you don't make cake. You know, if we're talking about apples, you don't make them into things like that. That fig cakes. Anyway, so that's the Rambam and the Rashba. Now, in other words, the Rambam, the way I would say it a little differently, even if the Rashba and the Rambam both say it's alf na'amer, they might have different avanos of na'amer. So memelo they have different avanos of the. The Rambam says Ma'amer is being medabik, so this is Aser Alts medabik, and the Rashba says Ma'amer is kibbutz dvarim mefuzarim, so this is Ovdin Dechol of Ma'amer for that reason. In other words, the Rambam wouldn't be machalik between nispazer all over the place versus, let's say, more or less falling in the same place. In both places, there would be that gzeira atu ma'amir.
Why for the rest of it, not just ma'amir?
Oh, so what's that? Goes back to all the questions we had before. Why isn't it ma'amir? So it could be that he holds, you need makom gidulo, and this is makom gidulo. Now, it's still similar enough to be ma'amer to be derabanan, to not be der, or it could be for a number of the other possible reasons. So I don't know. I don't know what the Rashba's or Rabbeinu Yonah's Shita is by ma'amer, but it could be that. In other words, yeah, we one of the answers that we said, it's hard to know. Now, according to again, what I want to bring out though is that the Isser D'Rabbanan here, this debate relates to the gather of the Isser D'Oraisa. Now, what's interesting is that if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Shin Lamed Hei Hei, he puts together the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah, right? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Nispazru lo peres b'chatzer, echad heina v'echad heina, melake me'at me'at v'ocha, v'lo yitein l'tol chasal, v'lo l'tol chakupa." In other words, Rabbeinu Yonah, right? According to the Ramban, this would be mutter, at least if there isn't dirt and stones and the like. And then he writes, "If nafal b'makom echad, no sin afilu l'tol chasal, elim kein nafal l'tol chtzorus afruyus." So that's the Ramban. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, this would have been mutter. So, so far, it sounds like everybody agrees that there's only a shayla and a chatzer, but the bias, it's okay. Even Rabbeinu Ramban, who you know you would have thought might answer it the bias if there were stones in the house, even he doesn't seem to be machmir the bias. And the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Lamed, Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, seems to be say this as well, that it's Daka B'chatzin Ha'Bavayis. What makes me say what? That Ramban?
Meaning, is it just because usually there isn't a metzias of having enough stones in the house? There's nothing fundamental to B'chatzin
Ha'Bavayis. But he says that, right? The Ramban writes, Rafil Peres Gassin, which is, I think, why you would have thought otherwise, because it's not really a tarobes. In other words, the reason why it's al yad is mutter is because that's the heter of borer l'achila. So he's saying, why did we say chater? Because chateros have stones.
There's no fundamental distinction.
Yeah, but Lamaisa, it sounds like they were goes there in a chater because that's a place of tsroros. It's an interesting question. What you're saying is it what would the Ramban say if you have tsroros in your house? Is he saying that that too would be aser and it just mentions chater because that's like you're saying it behove, or no? They were goes there in a chater. Because it's a makom tsroros, they weren't goes there in a house, because it's not. I guess that's unclear from the Rabban. I have to look at it a little more carefully. Maybe both are possible readings, but certainly in our houses where there generally aren't tsroros, so it should be okay.
Rabbi, that wouldn't just depend on whether, like, open the hole, whether it doesn't. I thought open the hole doesn't have to be specific here in each case.
Well. Yeah, but remember, the Ramban ties it very much to a malacha.
So, okay, but if we're willing to extend it to anything else, which didn't exist in these, the Ramban, so then we should be extended to our...
Who says we could extend it?
Okay, so then...
That's a question. The Ramban tells us that...
That's
a
general question.
Yeah, I don't know what the Ramban would say about a bias that had tsroros. That's unclear. The Ramban tells us that the Gemara says chatzer and not bias, because chatzer is tsroros, and it's only aser when... It's similar to Borer, right? What would the Ramban say in a bias with Tsroros? So I don't know. Right? Yoni's arguing Ramban would say it's Aser.
Isn't that just depends how you learn to see
it? Yeah, but the thing, I don't know the answer. Here, or, you know, and we'll, I guess, as we go through Ovdin Dachol, we'll try to figure it out. I think, as we'll see in just a moment, there's a big machlokas about Ovdin Dachol, about the question that I introduced with, which is, to what degree does it have to be related to Malachos or not? Ramban clearly here does need it to be associated with the Malacha to some degree, and I think within this particular Ramban, that point is unclear. So I sort of thought, after I read the Mishnah Bura and the Rishonim, like, okay, the Shaila, at least in the house, is never a Shaila anymore, and we don't really have, you know, it's almost irrelevant nowadays. And then I looked at the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Chavav Os Chavdalet in the new versions, and L'chora, he's Machmir Rabayis. If they're nispazer hena vehena, he's only makel if you use a broom. If you sweep, then he's makel, like to sweep up the chves, the strawberries or something like that. But to gather them into a basket. So what's going on here? Also sounds that way if you look at I think Rav Rimon Sefer on page 475. So that's where he learns Shmir Shabbos. So it sounds like he's saying, well, one like the Rashba, that Nispazru were choshish for some type of Ma'amir Durabanan, Suadin Bebayas. It's just that, generally speaking, in a house, they're not going to get that scattered. But if Taka, they did get scattered in a very, you know, all over the place, it's obviously something that's hard to define, what's all over the place mean. But if you had that Matziv, of being scattered all over the place, that too would be a problem. In other words, maybe to look at it a little differently, why should there be a difference between chatzer and bayis, right? If we assume, going back to Eitan's point, that it's not ma'amer d'oraisa because it's not makom gidulo. Good. So that Maishna Bayis, Maishna Chatzer, they're both not Makom Gidulo. So if you're going to say, so what you're saying is, well, Chatzer is more Shaykh to Makom Gidulo than a house.
It's in the roof. It's nearby your garden.
Yeah, maybe, but that's not obvious, right? I think that's sort of where they're coming from. It's not obvious that once you're going to say, you don't, we dispense with Makom Gidulo, and it's Shaykh Ma'amer Shalob, Uvdin Dechol of Ma'amer Shalob and Makom Gidulo, so why stop at the Chatzer and not Bebayis. It's just much more likely to happen in a Chatzer, because a Chatzer is a big open space. So if your fruits drop, they might go all over the place. And your house, at least typically in those days, was probably a small confined space. So if things spill, they probably won't go that way. That's, I think, the way they're learning. And then, so the Shmir Shabbos has the Epesa Heter using a broom. So if you learn this way, then you have to figure out, so what is taka, a big, what is anav anav, what type of pizer would be aser? So I saw the Dirshum note 18 from the Nissen Karelitz. It's aser k'sha'osa k'nira k'osa melacha k'derach ha'melachta besada. That clarifies it. So if it's like the way you do it in the field, so then it's ovdin d'chol of ma'amer. But he says, therefore, if you have toys that scatter around, even if they're made out of gidule karka, right, Lincoln logs, your Lincoln logs get spread throughout the house, that doesn't look like a maisa chol, that doesn't look like ma'amer at all. Toys doesn't in any way resemble ma'amer, not like peros, and therefore it would be mutter.
Why is it not?
What?
Why is it different?
Because it has to be. For it to be aser, al tzovdin d'chol of ma'amer, which is the tzad that it's going to be aser, it has to be similar in some way to gathering fruits in the field.
How is that different?
So, because you don't gather toys in the field. Fruits, if the only difference is location, if this was in the field, this would be a chiyav chadas. Now that it's in your home or in your chatzer, it's tzovdin d'chol of ma'amer. But putting toys into a basket does not resemble in any way ma'amer that's de'oraisa. So that's what Rav Nissen Karelet says. Okay, that's what they say. I would have thought the Pashtus, and I think the simple reading of Mishnah Berurah is that this whole Isser doesn't apply at all in the Chatzer, in the house. That's why the Gemara, the Rishonim, all say Chatzer, the Shulchan Aruch. No one said anything about bias. And the pshat is, so you could say sort of, it's still, bias is not like ma'amer, just because it's in the house, it's place. Or if you want to give a more lomdisha explanation, the Or Letzion says, also quoted in the Dirshu, that the bias is mitzarfa, sort of like a negelvasser and foramos, right? So they're already in the same place. Okay, I don't know if you have to be that fancy. But I think that is the pashtus. The pashtus is that this is only shayach b'chatzer, not b'bayis. Now, if you hold to the machmirim, so then where does this shayla come up? They declare about it for ufrufs. What happens? They go ahead and the peros, so candies, or you know, in the olden days they talked that it was nuts. Right, they would. So the whole shul is, you know, the women are throwing the nuts onto the men. It's mamash shetach gadol. All the kids are running around, stuffing the almonds into their pockets. Oh my goodness! So is that mutter? You say maybe it's dafka basket, not your pockets. So the gra shin lamed hey, and the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yudches quotes it. No, this iser is also for pockets. It's not just os same lasal. The Isser Drabanan of this Ma'amir, or whatever it is that we're talking about, would apply to your pockets as well. So this is a big problem.
No candy, though. Candy doesn't grow in the field.
Okay, so I don't know, maybe it's going to do like karka or not. Well, that's a good shayla. It's all the ingredients grow in the karka, hopefully.
For sure.
Hopefully. That's, it doesn't look that way, right? Sure. Laffy Taffys look like they're from Mars, not from the ground. But it's... But but no, the ikkar is the taffy, and the taffy, the ikkar is corn syrup. So that's gedulah like arka. So what's going to go on? So again, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa is matir the broom, because that's like derech nikayon. It's not. But what about all the kids stuffing their pockets? So Rav Nissen Karelet is your svara. Nope, this too. Just like candies don't look like peros. Just like toys don't look like peros, so too candies don't look like peros, because they don't grow in the field. It's not, taka, they're gedulei karka in the technical sense. But again, since the oven d'chol has to be something that looks like what you know, would be ma'amer in the field, so nobody yet has discovered, you know, even with all the genetic engineering, they haven't yet made a Laffy Taffy tree. So it doesn't look like ma'amer. But taka, it could be a problem when it comes to the either old-fashioned or health-conscious ufrufs, where they throw nuts. Of course, the kids are not going to run around gathering nuts. You don't have to worry. You'll have to use the broom to clean it up, and then you have the Shmir Shabbos. So maybe it's not such a shayla. But in the days of the El Yeraba Taka, the kids still went for nuts. It was before the invention of candy. So he was bothered by this question. So El Yeraba, you see, also held like the Machmirin, that this could apply inside as well. And he says like this, V'simchas Torah, Shinoagin lefazir peros, V'abanim elakdim, V'nosnim esalim lekupos, Taka salim, and simchas Torah, you taka see kids running around, baskets full of candy. In the olden days, you know, it was before candy. The Klaios that goes and worked on Pesach to keep the kids awake. So Simchas Torah also. Now, so Kevan Shemishon Simcha Oisim Loek Pidu. A heter of Simcha. Simchas Chasen Bekala. Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, we allow them to clap and we allow them to dance. So we even allow people to sit in front of the Sefer Torah for some reason. So we're going to not do this also. It's an interesting heter. That's the Elie Rabbis heter. The heter is because of Simcha. He doesn't even sound like he's so into it. It's a loic pidu. So is the pshat here? Taka, you know, it's not really right. But the simcha, we'll let it go. So Rav Rimon, I saw, he says, no. Pshat Nel Yeraba is that it's not even Ovdin D'chol anymore, because it's only Ovdin D'chol when it's Derech Tircha. When it's Derech Simcha, right, there's... If the kids don't think they're working when they're running around picking up all the candy, yes, that's a simcha. That's not derech tircha. That's not uvdin d'chol by definition. In other words, sort of like we were saying for the Nissen Karelitz, here's one step further. Oh. Now, I think what he's basically saying, a very interesting idea, is the way they're learning Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's us in the house, is probably goes back to not so much an Amir type of halacha, like we said originally. It's not the pshat. Because if it was ma'amer, you could try to argue that derech simcha isn't derech ma'amer. But I think probably the way Velyarab is saying it is that Ovdin D'chol is not have to be tied to malacha. Rabbeinu Yonah might not be focusing so much on ma'amer. He's focusing more on Ovdin D'chol as, like we said, a vachadika activity. So once it's derech simcha, it's not that any longer. And it's not so much that we are going to be matir this because it's not dome to the malacha, as much as Uvdin D'chol is very much, in a world of Uvdin D'chol, derech simcha versus derech tircha is very important. And therefore, there's going to be a heter if it's derech simcha and it's not derech tircha. As opposed to, let's say, the way I read Rabbeinu Yonah, which is I read Rabbeinu Yonah as also seeking to tie the restriction, the derabbanan restriction, to a particular malacha, the way that Elyar Abba might be reading Rabbeinu Yonah, is saying, no, it's Uvdin D'chol that's not so tied to a particular malacha, and therefore it's more because it's a tirchadika, vachadika activity, so derech simcha would be okay.
Why do you mean that to assume derech simcha is a heter?
So you could read derech simcha more along the lines of Rav Nissen Karelitz type mahalich, and say, it's not dome to ma'amer when it's derech simcha, right? I think the easier way to read it would be to say the other way. Remember, Rabbeinu Yonah didn't say anything about ma'amer, right? That was my havana, Rabbeinu Yonah, and it might be the understanding of some achronim as well. I think the Elyar Abba is understanding it differently. I still think the pashtus though is that the whole thing doesn't apply in the house in the first place. It's only aser b'chatzer. Okay, so that brings us to the end of ma'amer, and now we can begin. Dash Baz Hashem. I don't know how to stop this. I think he's like a deaf.